بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, brothers, sisters, and youngsters, Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and kindness and compassion, Allah has given us another opportunity on this Mubarak and auspicious night of the 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, to discuss some advices that inshallah we hope will benefit us in this world and the Akhirah. Respected listeners, we have been through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know very well, from the last few weeks now, emphasizing on the importance of rujuh ila Allah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knocking at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that we have committed, that Allah must forgive us completely. And this turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just a lip service. It is something that we should be doing genuinely, with all sincerity. And there should be some positive change now in our lives. A sincere repentance, tawbatan nasuha. We should try to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala part and parcel of our lifestyle, as our spiritual diet, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our akhlaq, our habits should be better than how it used to be before. In fact, the bad habits should now be obliterated, and now we should have good qualities in our lives. Our akhlaq, our character, the manner in which we speak, the manner in which we deal with people, the manner in which we converse, the manner in which we have our business dealings, we conduct our business dealings, our behavior, our social conduct, our life in home, in privacy, in public, our lives with our friends, with our family members, with our adults, with our seniors, with our mashayikh, with our students, with the young ones. There should be some positive change in our lives. After this crisis that we are confronted with, and we all know the entire globe, the entire world has been gripped with this one small tiny little virus, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His infinite mercy knows the reality of this. But we can see before us the crisis that has engulfed the entire world. And hence, respected elders, mothers, brothers, we have to now make the positive change in our lives. Have we not learned our sabak as yet? Have we not taken heed of all those things that we can see very clearly, evident in front of our eyes now? Our sitting at home, perhaps for some people, or many of us, sitting now at home and be complaining of boredom, and we are complaining of fatigue, and we are tired of sitting at home. Somebody mentioned very beautifully, إِذَا أتعبك الجلوس في المنزل. If sitting at home, this lockdown, has made you feel very, very tired and bored, فماذا عمن أتبعهم البحث والطلب للمنزل. And have you ever cogitated and pondered and reflected about those brothers and sisters of yours who have become refugees, who have were forced to leave their homes in Syria and other places and walk miles and on, miles walking and walking and walking with the little babies in their arms, carrying them on their backs, with hardly any possessions, and they are in search of a home. Allah has given you and I a home. And still we are complaining of boredom and fatigue. A mu'min never gets tired. A mu'min's heart is always mu'allaq with Allah, regardless where he may be. In the masjid, out of the masjid, whether he's on safar, whether hadar, whether he's traveling, whether he's at home, whether he's sick, whether he's healthy, whether he's in his business, whether he's in his school, whether in his madrasa, his heart is always mutaalliq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, let us not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is with you, then you have nothing to fear. If Allah is with us, we have nothing to fear. We have to be optimistic now. Many of us, because of all the different messages that go about in the social media, may have caused some type of low feelings in our heart. Many of us may have become dispirited. May Allah forgive us. May Allah overlook our weaknesses and our shortcomings. It is not time to be pessimistic. It is time now that we have learnt our sabak. We have taken heed. We cannot lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are in the eye of the storm, be optimistic. Inshallah, soon the flowers will bloom. Grief will depart. Happiness will prevail. Allah has promised, Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every hardship, there comes some relief and ease. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned previously in one of the talks, a mu'min is always a winner. A believer, no matter what condition, good, bad, prosperity, hardship, whatever it may be, a mu'min is always a winner. Good comes to him, he makes shukr to Allah. That is good for him. Some evil comes upon him, some calamity, some hardship, he makes sabr. And that is good for him. So in all situations, a mu'min is a winner. Respected listeners, we have heard many, many talks over the past few weeks. Let us become proactive. Look at the clouds and not at the ground. I don't mean do not be humble, ma'adallah. We have to have humility. What is meant by this is, now let us look up towards our goal. Who is our murad? Who is our maqsood? Who is our matloob? Allah. La maqsooda illa Allah. La matlooba illa Allah. Allah is our goal. Allah is the person, the dhat that we are all moving towards on this journey. And we are moving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into this world. Allah has taken the qasam al asri by time. Time is moving very rapidly. It is elapsing. It is moving very, very quickly. Life in this world is short. So whilst we have to see to our needs of this world, there's no doubt necessities of our life, of dunya, to live and sustain ourselves, etc. But our real goal is the akhirah. We have to make a much greater and concerted effort in building and preparing our akhirah, which is a perpetual life. If all our time is just consumed in building our dunya, then respected listeners, brothers, mothers, sisters, elders, then we will be losers. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدَمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسُهُ. That I have never become so more regretful over anything in my life as much as the day that passed when the sun set. نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي. And my lifespan has become shorter now. I have lost one day of my life. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. But my actions, my good actions, have not increased. Ponder these days of lockdown that we had thus far. How much more have I become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much more dhikr have I made? How much more tilawat of the Quran have I made? Let us understand how much more sadaqah have we given. Let us be honest to ourselves. Or have I just wasted my time with the cell phone, with the WhatsApp messages, with social media, looking at all the trash that is coming in and becoming embroiled in different arguments? My respected listeners, brothers and sisters and elders, this is my humble plea. Let us stop all this. Now focus on Akhirah. Focus on preparing for maut, the life after maut, life of the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are realities. كل نفس ذائقة الموت قيامة الحاقة ما الحاقة القارعة ما القارعة. This is the reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew lines. Various narrations have mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made some lines. He drew some lines on the sand with the stick that he had, or sometimes he showed by means of his hands. He was an excellent teacher. And how beautifully he illustrated the Sahaba that this line here reflects human being, man, Ibn Adam. And this line that goes beyond the first line, that is his aspirations, the desires he has in this life. I'm going to do this, I'm going to fulfill this desire, I have this aspiration and this investment and that longing and that yearning I have. All those things are his aspirations. But before even man can reach and fulfill all his aspirations, comes another line that strikes across, and that is maut, death. So again, I'm reiterating, have we taken heed, yes or no? Have we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this lockdown period, a period of reflection? I had given one talk last week on how we should spend our time. And it is a time of reflection, cogitation, pondering. What have I done wrong? Why am I not becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has my akhlaq improved? Why am I still a person who is deceiving clients? I'm deceiving my customers. I'm still cheating. I'm still lying. I'm still making ghibah. I'm still involved in pornographic material, viewing haram, filth. We have made very many desires, and we have expressed alhamdulillah, al-summa alhamdulillah, that when the masjid opens, and when will it open, and I want to do this, I want to, inshallah, may Allah give us a tawfiq, may Allah open our masajid. But let it not just be lip service. Let us prove ourselves. Let us make our masjid abad. Tonight is not a night of bayan. It is a night of supplication. It is a night to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a night to reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a night to ask Allah to forgive us, to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beautiful dua that has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the narration is a very lengthy narration, and we had mentioned previously that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that it is a night of bara'ah. It's a night when Allah ta'ala emancipates from the fire. During this night, a multitude of people, a large group of people, so many people. Bara'ah means emancipation, freedom, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Allah emancipates from the fire of Jahannam such a large group of people that is equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Kalb tribe. The Kalb tribe, the Banu Kalb tribe, was a very huge tribe. Now imagine this tribe, firstly, is so huge, and the goats that they possess, so many in the thousands, and then the hair on each goat, the hairs on each goat. Can you imagine the multitude of people equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates so many people from the fire of Jahannam on this day, on this night. And therefore, indeed, this is a very auspicious night. Tonight has already begun from Maghrib time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, does not cast his gaze of mercy upon a mushrik, an idolater, neither to a person who harbors enmity, malice in his heart. My respected mothers, brothers, elders, let us ponder and reflect. The malice we have in our heart, We have broken ties with so many people. We have failed to ask them for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite forgiving so many people on this night, Allah will not forgive those people who have malice in their heart. The word in the hadith, shiqdun, shahna, imushahin, he's not forgiven tonight. What level have we stooped to that we are not prepared to forgive? How often a person says, over my dead body, I will not forgive him. When Allah says, wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, that forgive the person and forgive him wholeheartedly. We have mentioned the story of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi previously. And the story of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi is a very intriguing story, a very sad story for which we gain many lessons, in which Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi on the masala of the Khalq al-Quran, it's a very detailed masala in Aqidah, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was in Haqq, and the ruler at that time was on batil, falsehood, and he had unjustly persecuted Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was whipped and he was beaten. And the ruler, the scholars have written that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, it was mentioned regarding him, those people who were responsible for actually meeting out the punishment and whipping him and lashing out at him. They said that if Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, he was given so much of hiding and lashes, that if these whoops or these lashes were lashed out at an elephant, a huge elephant, this elephant would have died out of the pain that it was inflicted with. Imagine the sacrifices he went through and the persecution he went through. But after all this, the entire episode is a very lengthy incident. How Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, in fact, when he was just being placed against a tree, and when he was going to be given a lashing, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, suddenly he finds somebody tugging at him. And he says, he looks, who is it? He says, this person says, ta'rifuni, you recognize me? He says, no. He says, Ana Abu al-Haytham al-Ayyar. I am Abu al-Haytham. I am the one who is notorious for all the wrongs and the violations that he has committed. I have done many wrongs. I have broken the laws of the kingdom. I am that famous thief and robber. It is written in the registers of the king, of the ruler of the time, that I was lashed 18,000 sawtin, 18,000 lashes. And all these lashes were on what? Based on my following shaitan for the sake of dunya. Sabartu fi dhalik. I was steadfast. I took all the beating. I took all the hiding. O Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, fasbir anta fi ta'ati rahman li ajli deen. For the sake of deen, you must be steadfast now. Do not lose courage. Do not lose hope. Nonetheless, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, he fell unconscious when he was being meted out this punishment. And finally, when he's brought back home, and then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, people go and visit him and they make dua for him. And then Mu'tasim had regretted whatever had happened to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, he had forgiven all those people who were responsible for persecuting him and harming him unjustly. And he used to recite these verses, wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, and forgive wholeheartedly, completely. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum, don't you wish that Allah forgives you? Wallahu ghafurur rahim, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. Respected mothers, brothers, elders, youngsters, listen to the words of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. I want you to ponder over this tonight. Please, especially in this lockdown period, especially in this crisis period, listen to these words, inshallah. Inshallah, it will give us, it will inspire us, give us some hope, make us realize, and especially it will create within us the jazba, no matter who we may be, no matter how a learned scholar we may be, no matter what profession I may belong to, no matter my age, my seniority, or how young I may be. But it should inspire us to forgive wholeheartedly. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, in this condition, after being meted out such punishment, unjust punishment, zulam was made upon him, he was oppressed. And he quoted this ayat, don't you wish Allah forgives you? I have forgiven them. Then he says, مَاذَا يَنْفَعُكَ أَن يُعَذَّبَ أَخُوكَ الْمُسْلِمْ بِسَبَبِكَ. Allahu Akbar. Then how will it benefit you on the day of Qiyamah that your Muslim brother is being punished in the fire of Jahannam because you did not forgive him for the wrongs he had done to you? Imagine. مَاذَا يَنْفَعُكَ. How will it benefit you that your Muslim brother or Muslim sister is now being punished because of you? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi would quote then the couplets of his Ustad Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and which meant, and those couplets were that if any person hurt me and they did wrong to me, سامحته, I have forgiven that person wholeheartedly. So that on the day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Jaza, I must not become responsible of my Muslim brother suffering because of me. And وَلَا أَسُوءَ مُحَمَّدٍ فِي أُمَّتِهِ. I must not make my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saddened and grieved because of a member of his ummah. Can we imagine? These were the real Salafi Saliheen, the real Allah Walas, the real scholars of the past. Regardless of what they went through, but they were prepared to overlook, they were prepared to forgive, they were prepared to forget. Why? He said on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabiya Kareem is standing there, and he desires that every ummati of his may enter Jannat, and not a single one may go into Jahannam. The riwayat is mentioned that Rasulullah is standing by Pool Sirat. Every ummati is going past. Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Imagine that time then when ummati is thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because you and I did not forgive him. He did us wrong, but we did not pardon him. Now because of that, he is going to Jahannam. What grief it will cause Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then. Have you pondered? So tonight is the night. The night is long, alhamdulillah. Pick up that phone. Pick up that courage. And phone the person who we feel we have wronged. Or we have got malice in our heart for a certain person. Ask the person for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive that person who harbors malice in his heart. We all talk about qalbi salim, the mashayikh, the tasawuf, and ulama. Qalbi salim, a pure heart. What is a pure heart? That heart which does not have malice in it. Unfortunately, our condition, respected elders, is such that we actually express joy and happiness when we see our Muslim brother or Muslim sister disgraced, humiliated, denigrated. Rasulullah's beautiful dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilin makir. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a friend who is makir, who is cunning in nature. I think him to be my bosom friend. I think her to be my very close friend. But in reality, she is makir, or he is makir, cunning in nature. What does hadith, the dua says? That such a person, if he sees any, that his eyes are observing me, his eyes are watching me. But more than that, his heart is watching every movement of mine. So that if I slip, if I make a mistake, it brings that person great joy. When people point a finger at me, they wait that wrong of mine, that weakness of mine may become viral, it may be circulated. And so they may become elated. In ra hasanat and dafanha. But if any good I do, then that person does not even talk about the good I'm doing. He buries the good I do. Ponder, are we not doing the same? How often we have an argument with a certain person, some dispute. And if that person does any good, and is any good achievement, then we don't want to discuss that. We don't want to talk about that. If somebody talks about it, immediately we change the topic. وَإِنْ رَأَى سَيِّئَةً. But the moment the person does anything wrong, أَذَاعَهَا, then the person wants to broadcast it. He wants to publish it. He wants to make it go viral. This is not the shan of a believer. مَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who conceals the fault, the weakness of his Muslim brother or sister, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Ask ourselves, are we well-wishers? Are we nasihun amin? Are we well-wishers? Or are we enemies? Are we living pretentious lives? Or are we genuine? Do we have sidq in ourselves? Respected brothers, mothers, sisters and elders, there is too much of disunity in the ummah. In one narration, there's a lot of kalam in the narration, but the words are, وَإِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. That when my ummah begins to quarrel and fight and show disrespect and sway one another, سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ, they will fall from the eyes of Allah. They will fall from the merciful glance of Allah. And we see this happening today. The exact thing, that when the ummah is fighting, there is no unity whatsoever. And then what happens? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his nigah of shafqat and rahmat away from us. So respected mothers, brothers, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let us beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must not be among those people who be deprived of his dua not being accepted or him not being emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. We should not have malice in our heart, and we should not be that person who breaks family ties. Neither we should be referring to men who lower their garments below their ankles. And of course, Allah does not forgive that person, and Allah does not answer the dua of that person who is disrespectful to his parents. And that person who is an addicted alcoholic. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Rasulullah sallam then mentioned to Aisha, do you give me permission to stand up in salah this night? She said, yes, my parents be sacrificed for you. Rasulullah stood up that night, Laylatul Bara'a, 15 Shaban. He remained engaged in sajda for most part of the night. And inshallah, may Allah give me tawfiq, may Allah give you tawfiq of doing this tonight. If you cannot read many rakats, no problem. 2 rakats to inshallah, or 4 rakats. But let the ruku and sajda be a long one. And Rasulullah made such a long sajda. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala actually feared that he may have passed on while he in sajda. So she says, then I stood up. In fact, I looked, searched for him. I placed my hand upon the sole of his foot. And it moved. I heard Rasulullah saying in sajda, أعوذ بعفوك من عقوبك. أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك. أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك. I seek your protection with your forgiveness from your punishment, O Allah. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَدِكَ. O Allah, I seek protection with your pleasure from your displeasure. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْك. And I seek your protection from your protection from yourself. In other words, I'm running away from Allah to Allah. تَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O Allah, I'm scared of your punishment. O Allah, I'm asking you for protection. جَلَّ وَجُّكْ لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَانَ عَلَيْكَ. I cannot really count the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot enumerate all your praises, O my Allah. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsika. Wallah, you are exactly as you have praised yourself. My respected mothers and elders, brothers and elders, we're so used to saying respected mothers and elders at home. Today all of us are at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned in the riwayat that he had also mentioned this dua in his sajda. سَجَدَ لَكَ خَيَالِي وَسَوَادِي. My thoughts, my inner self, and my body has made sajda to you. سَجَدَ لَكَ خَيَالِي وَسَوَادِي. وَآمَنَ بِكَ فُؤَادِي. And my heart has brought iman in you. فَهَذِهِ يَدِي وَمَا جَنَيْتُ بِهَا. فَهَذِهِ يَدَيَّ وَمَا فَهَذِهِ يَدِي وَمَا جَنَيْتُ بِهَا. And these are my hands, and the wrongs that I have done with my hands. فَهَذِهِ يَدِي وَمَا جَنَيْتُ بِهَا عَلَى نَفْسِي. Ya azimu, yurja li kulli azim. What a beautiful dua. Oh, most exalted, most great, ya azim. Yurja li kulli azim. Who is yearned for at the time of every difficult, enormous task. Exactly what we are experiencing today. It is something that has gripped us, overwhelmed us. Therefore ask Allah, ya azim, O most exalted, yurja li kulli azim, who is hoped, who is yearned for at the time of every enormous task. Ighfir al-dhanb al-azim. Wallah, forgive my major sins. Sajda wajhi lilladhi khalaqah. My face has made sajda to that being who has created it. وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ. And who has granted it the faculty of hearing and seeing. Thereafter Rasulullah raised his head from sajda. And after a while he returned to sajda. And he made this the dua. أَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنِيتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ أَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ أَخِي دَاوُد. Rasulullah said, I am saying the same thing that my brother Dawood alayhi salam said. أُعَفِّرُ وَجْهِي فِي التُّرَابِ. I place my face in the sand. In other words, I am making sajda لِسَيِّدِي to my master. وَحُقَّ لَهُ أَيْ يَسْجُدَ لَهُ. And I'm making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my master, whose greatest demands that he be prostrated in front of. وَحُقَّ لَهُ أَيْ يُسْجَدَ لَهُ. That sajda be made to him. Thereafter Rasul raised his head from sajda. And he said, Allahumma rzuqni qalban taqiyyan min ash-sharri. Oh Allah, grant me a fearful heart. Taqiyyan min ash-sharri. That naqiyyan, which is pure. The same qalbi salim we're speaking about. That pure heart. That sound heart. La jafiyan wala shaqiyyan. Not that which is hard, nor wretched. Not that which is harsh, cruel. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for a soft heart. My respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand that tonight is a night to knock on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned this a few days ago. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we are praising, we have raised our hands, and we are begging and calling out to, we think that Allah is not going to answer our du'as? Impossible, impossible, impossible. He answers all our supplications. He answers all our du'as. It is just a matter of our yaqeen, our certitude, our conviction in Allah, our dedication, our loyalty, our talab. Allah wants to see us as beggars. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Oh people, you are faqir. You are beggars unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most independent, full of praise. Allah is most praiseworthy. Allah is not in need of us asking Him. I mentioned so many times, Allah does not need our ibadah. Allah does not need our tawaf. Allah does not need our rozas. Allah is not in need of our tilawat and praising Him. He's got many other billions of makhluk praising Him. And Allah does not even need those makhluk also. Allah is totally independent. He is Ahad, He is Samad, He is Qadir, Muqtadir, Malik al-Mulk, Malik yawmiddin, kullu shi'in biyadih. Everything is in His control. He is our Malik, He is our Razik, He is providing for us, sustaining us. He is our Allah, He loves us. He loves us. We are going through this test because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become naraz with us. Allah has become naraz with us. Allah wants us to turn towards Him. Allah wants us to forgive one another. Unite our hearts. Allah does not want us to lose hope. Allah does not want us to lose courage. Allah does not want us to follow our whims, our nafs, our shaitan. Let us question ourselves before we open our mouth and we hurt somebody, we insult. Look at ourselves. Look at my faults. How weak I am. How insignificant I am. We argue and we fight over petty issues. So we make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq and hidayat to change our lives, because 15th of Shaban, as they normally say, is a springboard to Ramadan. The remaining days, may Allah make it be with afiyat. That is why we say, Allahumma balighna, Allahumma barikna fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Now this is a springboard. We are moving very quickly now to Ramadan, the beautiful month, the noble month اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا والله keep us sound and healthy and make us see Ramadan in a good condition with afiyat, with salamati, with hifazat, with sihat, with izzat, with taqwa. Make us embrace Ramadan in a good condition. Make Ramadan embrace us. Oh Allah, remove all our difficulties, oh my Allah, so that we may be able to return to your house, my Allah. With ease, without any taklif whatsoever. Oh Allah, soften the hearts of those people who are in charge of us. Oh Allah, make it be easy for the Muslim Ummah throughout the entire four corners of the globe, wherever the Muslim is, wherever the believers are. Let us show true Islam. Let us show true Islam, true akhlaq. What type of Islam are we presenting to the non-Muslims? The way we are talking and speaking and fighting amongst ourselves, do you think this can be a means of attracting them towards Islam? Or will they be laughing at us? When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not show us this, and we claim we are ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we claim that we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we claim that we have got knowledge, we claim that we feel we are very pious. This type of holier than thou attitude must come out of our lives and regard ourselves as the most feeble servants of Allah. We are the slaves of Allah. Nobody knows what is going to be our outcome in the akhirat. Nobody knows how he's going to leave this world. So respected mothers and elders, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the barakat of tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive any one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts and give us izzat and honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the most beautiful Ramadan. May Allah open the doors of the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah make the tawaf go easy, the umrah, maqbool. May Allah open the doors of hajj. We have got so many things to beg and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. My humble plea, from the bottom of my heart, let us not get embroiled in unnecessary quarrels, disputes and fights. As I mentioned, move ahead. Be proactive. Do something positive in life. Let us not be negative. Let us worry about the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be saved from the fire of Jahannam and to gain entry into Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah we'll make dua now. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. إيه يا هماري آقا يا الله مولا، إيه مولا أماري غناوكو ما فرما، أماري خطاوكو ما فرما. يا الله we have sinned too much my Allah. يا الله we have disobeyed you my Allah our entire lives my Allah. Eh Malik e Kareem, my Allah, you have moved away Nazir Karam from us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, never in the world we have ever experienced this before, my Allah. Eh Malik e Kareem, eh Malik e Kareem, you are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you have billions of makhluk, which you are independent of even, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't even need them, my Allah. But my Allah, besides you, we have got nobody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Mawla. Ya Allah, you are Aqa, you are Malik, my Allah. You are Khaliq, my Allah. You created us, my Allah. You brought us in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your ibad, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other master, my Allah. We've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. You are Matloob, my Allah. You are Maqsood, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged. Ya Allah, we're making i'tiraf, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making i'tiraf in the bottom of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbatan nasuha. We are showing nadamat, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, those filthy gunas we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you again, my Allah. We will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have broke our promises
and our tawbah many times, my Allah. But my Allah, we have heard and we have learned in the ahadith of Rasulullah, so many ahadith, that even if you come with the whole world full of gunas, my Allah, as long as we do not associate partners with you, my Allah, Ya Allah, you are still prepared to forgive us, my Allah. A Malik, a Kareem, my Allah. You have written on your arsh, my Allah. You chose to write the words, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. My Allah, you could have chosen anything else, my Allah. You have said that my rahmat supersedes my wrath and my anger. A Malik, a Kareem, Ya Allah. We are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written those words, my Allah. Ya Allah, your words are true, my Allah. Ya Allah, your promise is true, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight by your izzat, your karam, my Allah. Your loftiness, your grandeur, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm the faqeel over here, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are right in this one corner of the world, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Forgive the ulama. Forgive the mashayikh. Forgive all our elders, my Allah. Our young ones, my Allah. Our women folk, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, my Allah. Our wives, my Allah. Our brothers, my Allah. Whatever profession they belong to, my Allah. Ya Allah, but the ummati of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, kya haal ban gaya hamara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you do not know what is the next test, what's the next azmaish, my Allah. You do not know what's the next fitna that's going to come, my Allah. This is one small virus, my Allah. You brought the entire world to a standstill, my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought everything to a lockdown, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are showing us your power, my Allah. Because we never turn to you, my Allah. We never realize, my Allah, that you are so great, my Allah. Ey Malik ey Kareem, my Allah. Haath jor karke, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, aajizi ke saath, my Allah. Nadamat ke saath, my Allah. Ki ye auzari kar rahe hum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we making Allah turning to you, my Allah. Ey Malik ey Kareem, my Allah. Rasulullah ne farmaya, dua mukhul ibadah. Ya Allah, tu ne farmaya, ud'uni astajib lakum. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhirin. Ya Allah, Rasulullah ne farmaya, ki ey Allah ne farmaya, and عند ظني عبدي به. Ya Allah, we have good guman. Ya Allah, we have good guman in you, my Allah. You are Malik, you are Kareem, Allah. There is no person, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta, subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimin. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, unite our hearts, my Allah. Do not deprive us of the barakat of tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, like how the hadith had mentioned this, so many people are forgiven, my Allah. Forgive us also, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have wronged any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to put in their hearts to forgive us, my Allah. Those who have wronged us, Ya Allah, we have made them maaf, my Allah. Hamari dil saaf hai, Ya Allah. Hamne sabko maaf kar diya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove that pride and arrogance from us, my Allah. Remove that filth we have in our hearts, Ya Allah. Qalbi saleem naseeb farma. Qalbi saleem naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb, yaqeen, ya zahab. Ya Allah, give us the halawat of iman, Ya Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, tawfiq of tawbat al-nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, naraz mat ho, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not become naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every fitna that's going to take place from now right through the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Maut will come to us, we do not know. When Qiyamah will come, we do not know, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of being amal saliha and preparing for akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making amal saliha. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, amari iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, amari dil or jaan ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, abru izzat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, if the dajjal is to appear now, my Allah. If the dajjal is to appear, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among the believers, my Allah. Who will not become beguiled by the fitnas of the dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be strong believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, our entire nasal, our zurriyat, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, my Allah, if we are living, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are not living, then our children, or their children, or their grandchildren, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our family, Ya Allah, be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be hadin, mahdiyin. Don't make us be dhalin, mudillin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be nice people, kind people, my Allah. Don't make us be harsh with our tongues and hard with our hearts, my Allah. Make us be hayyin and layyin, my Allah. Don't make us be jawad and ja'dari, my Allah. Ey Allah, ey Malik al-Kareem, don't make us become bakhil and shahi, my Allah. Make us have the generous hearts, my Allah. Give us generosity, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be such that we look after mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we become beneficial people, Ya Allah. Make the non-Muslim see us as good people, may Allah. Let us be an attraction for them to come to the world of Islam, may Allah. How many years we have spent in this country, may Allah. But may Allah, we have not shown them true Islam, may Allah. Ya Allah, today so many people are living this world, may Allah, without Iman, may Allah. There is no pain in our heart, may Allah. When my Nabi cried and cried and cried, may Allah. His fikr was that entire ummah may be may enter Jannat, may Allah. And the entire ummah may be saved from Jahannam, may Allah. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Ya Allah, grant every single person who has raised his hands, her hands, may Allah. Elderly people, young people, may Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, may Allah. Somebody's sincerity, may Allah. Somebody's sincerity, may Allah. Ya Allah, some masoom child, some elderly person, some hafiz of the Quran, some alim of deen, may Allah. Some innocent person, may Allah, who is sincere, may Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, ya Allah, grant each one of them, may Allah. Afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb, yaqeen, yada, sweetness of iman, may Allah, sweetness of sajda, sweetness of ibadah, may Allah, kitab halal, tayyib, rozi, may Allah, protect all of us from all type of shurur and fitan, may Allah. Protect us from the sharm of the shirreen, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasireen, dhulam of the zalimeen, may Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, may Allah. There are so many in the world, may Allah. Different countries, may Allah. Who have been, ya Allah, victims of this virus, may Allah. They are sick, may Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, grant them kamil shifa, may Allah. Shifa is in your hands. Ya, you are Shafi, may Allah. Grant us complete shifa, may Allah. All those, whatever sickness, illnesses they have, may Allah. All the marhumin, may Allah. So many have passed on, even today, may Allah. So many families are in grief today, ya Allah, they in sorrow, may Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, may Allah. All those who have become shaheed, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus. All those who have passed away, may Allah, grant them maghfirat, may Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in jannat. Grant them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Give all the families sabri jameel, may Allah. All of us who have lost near ones and dear ones, may Allah. Some of us have either lost one parent or both parents, may Allah. Allah, make of the maghfirat of our parents if they've left this world, may Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, may Allah. Make us be dutiful children, may Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, make it be such that we are one of them salih, may Allah. Because of us, may Allah. Our deceased parent, may Allah. Ya Allah, he gets his akhirat made, may Allah. And you protect him from azab of qabr, may Allah. Ya Allah, our mashayikh who have passed away, may Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us to the day of qiyam with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had intention to go for Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Bariyal Jannatul Baqim, my Allah. We don't deserve it, my Allah. We don't deserve it, my Allah. Bodies are filthy, my Allah. In the palms of it, my Allah. We don't deserve it, my Allah. But my Allah, we ask you, my Allah. That's the only hope we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the sifaris, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawdi kothur water from his mubarak hand. Ya Allah, how we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have abandoned his sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, iman has become so weak that we find fault in his sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah. We want to go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make Nabi Sambi happy with us. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, what chance do we have, may Allah? Sahaba ikram, I guarantee jannat, may Allah. They will be standing by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so happy. Ya Allah, your friends of awliya will be there. And look what niggas like us, may Allah. Where will we be, may Allah? Ya Allah, your too kind, may Allah. Overlook our faults, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. We have seen too many things happening now, may Allah. May Allah, open our eyes, open our hearts, may Allah. Open our eyes, open our hearts, may Allah. Make us realize, akhirat is a reality, moth is a reality. We're going to stand before you. This dunya is nothing, nothing, nothing. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannat, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, my Allah, our grandchildren, our progeny, our asatis, our students, my muta'alliqeen, our friends, my Allah, our family members, my Allah, our musallis. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab. Protect from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, may Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of the jahl, may Allah. Ya Allah, create unity amongst the ulama, may Allah. Create unity amongst the ulama and the awam, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. Allah, you give us knowledge, may Allah, but we're not practicing on that knowledge, may Allah. Make us true leaders, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib ruzi, may Allah. Halal and tayyib ruzi, may Allah. All those who have got different hajat and needs, all those who have raised their hands now, may Allah, fulfill each person hajat and need, ya Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله whatever parishani we have, whatever musibat we have, ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, worries, problems and sorrows and griefs, may Allah. Grant us kamil afiyat and happiness in our life, may Allah. Give us an attachment and bond with you, a ta'aluk with you, may Allah. Make us become your ushaq, your true lovers, may Allah. Don't make us become the be a munafiq. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, Ya Allah. Don't take away iman from our hearts, our children's hearts, our family's hearts, our grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Those who have left the fold of Islam, bring them back to Islam, back to iman. May Allah, nothing is impossible for you. Ya Allah, ghaibin, hazirin, sab ki dua qabool farma. Ya Allah, dunya ki, Ya Allah. This chappe, may Allah, whichever place, Allah, any person requested dua, so many from overseas also, may Allah grant them all the jais murads, remove all difficulties, may Allah, and give us that yusrun, may Allah, after this difficulty, may Allah, open our heart, make us become good people, with ukhuwat, muhabbat, mawaddat, make us be shining good examples, ya Allah, make us bring the sunnah in our lives, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make us follow Sirata Mustaqeem, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all fitna and fasad, may Allah. Guide us, ya Allah. Guide us, make us become hadeen, mahdeen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us an excellent Ramadan help us to keep our rosas also my Allah tomorrow also يا الله and in the month of Ramadan my Allah make it be easy for us our tarawih our tilawat our dhikr our i'tikaf our programs my Allah grant us ikhlas ikhlas and maqbooliyat grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat يا الله make us amongst all make us among those people who you love my Allah and you inform Jibreel that you love this person in this world, and Jibreel, you command Jibreel to love him, may Allah. And Jibreel announces to the angel in the sky that Allah loves a certain person, you too must love him. And all the people in the world begin to love him. Allah, do not make us be among those who you hate and despise, and then you tell Jibreel that I hate that person, you must also hate him. And the angels in the sky begin to hate him, and the people in the world begin to hate him. Ya Allah, give us sa'adat fi dareen, don't give us shaqawat fi dareen. Ya Allah, all those who made niyat for hajj, Ya Allah, grant them a maqbool hajj, and open your doors for hajj. Open your doors for Hajj. Open your doors for Hajj.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear listeners, I ask all of you for complete forgiveness for all our shortcomings and weaknesses, and inshallah we'll also make dua for all of you and make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem. So some humble appeal and request is to remember me in your pious duas. Jazakallah.